Over the last several years, some people have been concerned about the impact of large-scale cycling events in the New Forest. So there were a variety of people who thought, actually, we need to get round the table and see whether these events can be better managed so that they are safe, attended by responsible cyclists and have as minimal impact on the forest as possible. So that was the task we set ourselves.
I know there's been some sort of relatively negative feelings, especially between the Wiggle cycle events and some local residents, and it's been kind of quite hyped up that it's got a little bit out of hand.
Well, yes, it's unfortunate that some of these things have become rather polarised. I think what we've found as we've talked things through that the various interest groups have come to much better understand each other, and the complexities of organising these events and the benefits that they can bring, and so that there is actually a middle ground that enables us to accommodate appropriate and well-organised events within the forest. So, a shame about the polarisation and some of the things that have been done, but there is a positive way forwards.
So just explain some of the concerns that the groups in the New Forest have about these events, because obviously the New Forest is a very particular area and has a particular environment. So what were the main concerns?
Well, I think the gist of the matter is that the New Forest is a fairly unique place. So it's a working forest. It's got farmers going about their business. It's got people riding horses. We've got the free roaming ponies. We've also got plenty of people. So there are residential areas. There are tourists. There are people driving their cars. And so what we've been trying to do is find ways in which the events can be so well organised that actually they can happen without impacting on the forest. So yeah, we've gone through all of the different concerns. We've done our best to make sure that there are systems in place to ensure the events are safe, and that they choose appropriate routes, that the cyclists know how to overtake a horse being ridden, all of those kind of things, and pull that together into a charter for event organisers so that they can be best placed to plan these events effectively.
And I guess, as well as the concerns with these events, they're also a very positive thing for the New Forest because they bring in an awful lot of people.
Well, they bring in a lot of people, and those people are often the kind of people who like to spend their money, who like to stay overnight beforehand. And let's face it, it is a good thing that people are engaging in a healthy, good exercise, that kind of thing, getting around the forest rather than actually driving their cars around. So, yes, there are benefits. I'd be the first to admit that there is the potential for negative impact as well. But, yes, they organised in the right way, these events can be a positive thing for the forest, provided they are organised in that way. So what we're talking about is making sure that they engage with the Public Events and Safety Advisory Group. That means that the Highway Authority gets to say what they think, the District Council, the police. You know, these people get to see event plans. We make sure that there is liaison with local communities through the parish councils. And basically, we can make sure, as I say, that they happen well and not in ways which are damaging.
So I know that this draft plan has now been posted. What happens now?
Well, we're very conscious, those of us that have been meeting over the past few months, that whilst we have over 20 organisations represented on that liaison group, we're very conscious that there are others who really need to be happy with the charter. We want to make sure that we've not missed anything. So we're giving ourselves a period of 2 weeks whereby National Park Authority members, maybe District Council members, parish councils can just check it through and let us know if there are major things that we've missed. And then after that time, we'll take stock of the responses and get going with communicating with event organisers to encourage them to organise their events to the high standards that the charter sets.